I don't have really questions. I'm just gonna say something. There's not lots of emotions, some joy, but quite calm in that part of the mind. There is, I think I'm more able to see the one thing in the attitude and elsewhere. There is tanha everywhere. I have difficulty to allow the practice to unfold naturally. I manage, but then something wonderful happens and I want it to
stay
there. Yes. Then I feel the tension, I can see the one thing, I relax. But yeah, it's a bit annoying.
You
said think of it as an exam. He says even when your meditation is like he said this greed coming in will come in like even before you like very high, you know. So he says just get used to it. You keep having this exam.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, he says the important thing is to recognize that this is a chance for you to understand how greed works. Because it's only when you understand how greed works, that means how it does it work, its work, how it hinders your work, and all that, you know, the whole interaction. When you really understand it, you will want to, that mind will learn to become more free of it. So you look at greed and how it works. He said it's constantly at work. It's looking for what it would like, and then it will enjoy what it likes. And it's and when everything is okay, it'll look for something more that it likes. You know, it's just always looking for some leak in the mind to. The moment the mind thinks something is nice, already
beautiful,
liked it. You know, yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah.
Yes, difficult.
Difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta get smarter than that guy.
Also some, is it moha, the delusion? Noticed some funny stuff happening. I was eating and then a yogi sit in front of me. I was concentrating on eating. And then I looked up and it was another yogi. My mind had drawn a picture of somebody else. It was just not reality.
Yeah.
And that's kind of stuff happening.
Yeah, moha alo lo da su sa ni ro tia yo tu shi ma la thai na tu tia yo lo thin lai da sa ai ne a paw chi lai da ta cha lu
phi ne thin yin lo thin na moha okay
that's right that's moha yeah. Already makes a picture for you without the facts.
I have quite a lot, like many things. Part is the experience and maybe some questions. Maybe I have to limit them. But yeah, maybe the meditation experience now, it's something happens, not always, but when I sit down, my heartbeat goes really fast. So I'm aware of my thoughts. And then when there's a lot of thoughts, then my heartbeat starts to go really fast. And when it finishes, maybe I'm then not aware of the heartbeat, or then it kind of calms down.
Yeah.
But it has happened 3 times in the meditation. But this also, this reaction being going 2 years. So
in the sitting meditation?
No, in my life. So part of me is analyzing if it's the low iron levels. So when I start to breathe and get oxygen, it starts to... So this is the diagnose when the iron goes down. Mm-hmm. But part is that there's quite big processes been happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like a roller coaster, so the heart reacts to it quite strongly. But here I noticed it only in the sitting meditation that it starts to go really fast.
Okay.
So I'm trying to be aware of the thoughts, and then I'm trying to be having this thoughts are happening and feelings are happening, or like physical feelings, but then so I'm trying to be with it in a way, but so my mind is analyzing why it's happening.
Tanjing matu yene kona mian ere. Tanjing bel pita lazo modu e ma pit ere. Tu tena bono tu tuibam jalula. I am bale, tanda jalula. Elumu to cuckoo jow. As we never say, let low shamure, who Bowaki Sari, she as we no long at Apie the Lopier, the mar or Tanjing, whether the Tami there, I met Time be Tala, and not at all, they the Dimitami or Yingwa the Lobe, I'm a Tanjing
my booting shattered the long corner.
Yeah,
so it can be done the long corner, the beat
and
say, I'm not doing the
power. Yeah,
the logic mode.
Do a bad jump, pill, let look to a
library.
เออไส้จ่องแล้วขึ้นได้ไงยกจ่องแล้วขึ้นได้ไงยกจ่องขึ้นไส้กู้ยอมมั้ยไส้จ่องไส้จ่องก็เราก็เตียทุ่นเนาะเหยียนมาบ่เหยียนๆล่ะมาบ่แต่ตะเปียวแล้วเตียทายนะลงกันอาเจ๋อแต่ถ้าขึ้นไม่เหยียนล่ะเว้ยอัญชิพะตะกาจิเปียวปุ๊ดแล้วไอ้เราตั้วจิตั้วเมียล่ะเมียเมียเอาเมียเนี่ยลุถิ่นเลยปูเมียล่ะแต่จ่องตะชู่นะลงยกนะลงคงเราไส้ไม่ชู่ทันจ่อง
เออไส้เนี่ยเสร็จนี่เหรอดิไส้เนี่ยเสร็จนี่เหรอไส้ก็
when we sit meditation or when the mind is quiet, you know, the for some of us, the heartbeat can start sounding very loud to us. And when you pay attention to it, for some people, it can be a source of worry, and then it can feel like the heart starts to race. Like it can start to feel like it's going faster and faster, almost because you're watching it, you know, and then you're feeding it with your anxiety. But, you know, it depends on whether the heart is just like, it's just more obvious, like you're hearing it more, or it's actually racing, right? And he said, and the heart can race for two reasons, right? It might be something mental, some anxiety or fear can make the heart race, or he said it could be something physical, like you're thinking. And if it's something physical, Sierra says, well, just see the doctor. If it's something mental, then just don't worry about it. You know, don't focus on it so much. Yeah, just know that it's just more obvious when the mind is quiet. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to worry about then. The more you think about it, then the more you... Yeah, if you just think of it as, oh, this is a nice object, I can just know it, you know, then it's pretty okay. It just keeps going. But if you're like, oh, why is it? It can start feeling like it's going faster and faster as you watch it.
And it started to go faster when I've been aware of my thoughts that are processing things, and then it starts actually.
He said, don't process thoughts in meditation or for meditation, yes. Yeah, so he says, yeah, because the stories and the thoughts, they're going to bring up emotion. And now we want to learn about the way the mind works rather than process content, right? So he says, just a light recognition that the mind is thinking. Don't get too much into it, he said.
Well, one thing when I'm aware that the mind is thinking, and when I catch myself, they usually stop, and then I'm wondering, should I let them somehow go on and just be aware, or because it usually just stops more or less.
Tua tadi dua dua ni mandiri tami, tadi cila ini buat no tua yaya tua re, elo tua sepe tua amla.
Sama mandi lo ber. Tua tadi tami tu lu mian.
Ya.
Eh, jangan adu ya elo ber.
There's no need to at that time. If it's the type of thought that when you notice it, it stops, then just let that be and go back to. But those are not the only types of thoughts we have. Those are the more the gross thoughts that aren't very important. And but there's a subtler level of thinking that doesn't stop, and you know, when the mind is quieter, it'll see that sort of the subtler thinking, and that just never stops. But you don't have to stop it either, but you don't have to watch it continuously either. You know, don't get lost in that either. Yeah, be aware.
Maybe one more thing, like I'm wondering what's the kind of relationship between or what is intuition in this practice, like when there comes an intuitive feeling and then in my system it might want to do action based on the intuition or knowing or something which is quite strong or clear. And then how am I like, what the, I'm kind of thinking like, should I be aware of the intuition and then, I don't know.
What to do so with it.
What to do with the kind of intuitive feelings.
He said he doesn't encourage us to believe in them like outright. He says whatever it is, you know, we still need to. Because sometimes it's coincidence, and sometimes it's like to cut lea who nyam papa. Yeah, and sometimes because of a certain type of clarity of mind, you can have like a different kind of seeing, you know, or intuiting. And but that sort of thing, Seattle says, you have to take it one at a time, like because you can't believe every single one. Sometimes it is because of the clarity of mind, and then it might be right, but sometimes it can be our imagination, and then it can turn out, then it's a 50-50 chance, you know. So you don't want to always just be believing that you have it, because you have to notice the times that it doesn't work, not just the times that it works. Right? So rather than believe it outright, he says you really have to then tune into when, you know, that it's not always right. What he's most concerned about is when people, I don't think you're in danger of that, but there are people who have, they've believed that, they've intuited something, and then if something similar happens, they believe that their thoughts created the event. And that's dangerous. Yara says that, you know, we don't create anything outside of our own, you know, stream of consciousness. So everything has its own cause and effect. So this mind stream has its own cause and effect. That mind stream has its own cause and effect. They're not like affecting each other. Yeah.
Maybe an example, like now I never done any fasting in my life or any diets, and my body really wants to go into fasting, so I've been mostly on liquids now, and then today it's like, so something in me wants to get really clear and empty, especially the digestive system, so now I'm kind of aware of it, and then following it slowly, like trying to listen to myself, but then I'm also thinking, is it good right now because we're doing this is the perfect moment to actually just listen to it. But so I'm aware of is it intuitive feeling, because I really haven't decided to do it, but really wants to somehow. I don't feel to eat.
Liquid fasting, but no, yeah, fasting low chin, never done. I did a poor low chin, but no, sick up whole low chin, they see the bono to say to my dee canaco, not a
little.
He says, if you understand what you're doing, then just, you know, yeah, like if you've researched it, you understand what you're doing, then yeah, just take it carefully. Do, yeah. Listening to the body, not just about going into fast, but also about when to stop fasting. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you. And then I just want to thank Alexis for the other day when you were saying about the self-care. It's really helped the kind of taking things gently in the practice and being here. It's been really good. Thank you.
Yeah.
My experience so far with the formal meditation, like the sitting and the walking, has been very mixed, but nothing totally unexpected either.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a lot of wandering mind, occasionally a tiny bit of stability, but mostly just kind of following the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, so nothing particularly dramatic there.
Mm.
I guess I feel like with the mindfulness outside of the formal meditation, I've been having a lot less success, if you like. I think the things that I have kind of realized is how little I can maintain any kind of awareness, and how full of defilements my mind is.
The mind.
The mind is. So I guess that's perhaps something good. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, it's been a real struggle to kind of maintain any kind of mindfulness. And I'm not sure what the question is, but it's kind of, that's where I'm at the moment. The other thing that I just wanted to mention, so yesterday with the sitting meditation in particular, I felt like I was kind of doing quite okay. And then today, this morning, the meditation before this session, I knew that we were going to have this session, and I couldn't get it out of my mind, the whole meditation. And I just kept rehearsing, okay, what am I going to say? I've got nothing. What am I going to say? And I kept rehearsing what I was going to say. And in the end, I just couldn't stop this record from playing over and over. And in the end, I was starting to get, like, rather than the meditation helping, I just felt like I was getting anxious about it, and I didn't quite know how to handle that. And I just wondered if you do have kind of thoughts that just keep repeating and kind of building. Trick to that? Or?
Okay. Tu a thudu thui rui ro ma shi u re ta khu ro tadi tha mi re tu a formal so yin mat lo ya re informal so yin tu mat lo ma ya u re tadi ya ma set sat phu ho kilita blao shi le so ra tadi blao ma shi u so ra tu a po po myin la re re da kaung ne lakkhana lo pyo ma la ro ma ti bu re da mae naw ta khu a di ne tu di tia ma set khin a thai ma tu a ti le le ai a thai pi yin di ma tia la sin တချိန်လုံးစဉ်းစားနေရတယ်ဘာရှောက်ရမလဲဘာရှောက်လဲဘာမှရှောက်စရာမရှိဘာရှောက်မလဲဘာရှောက်မလဲဘာရှောက်စရာမရှိအဲ့ဒါကြီးပဲပြန်ကြည့်အဲ့ဒါကြီးပဲတိနေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကတိတိနဲ့စဉ်းစားနေတော့စဉ်းစားတာမရဘူးနောက်ပြီးတော့ဘလို့ဖြစ်လဲဆို
တော့ဆက်လမ်းမှုကြည့်ရပ
ါအဲ तू က
တော့တောကဖြစ်
တောကဖြစ်လာရော
လေဖြစ်လာအစတောကရောက်မစဉ်းစားတ
ာတရားအထုတ်လို့သက်တာလာတာမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့
တွေးလို့တောကရောက်
အဲ့တော့ तू ကအထုတ်နေတာမဟုတ်ဘူးပေါ့အဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू က
ပွားနေ
ပွားနေတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေတာ So we'll just talk about the sitting. So although you were sitting in a sense while you the discursive thoughts were going on and you knew that the mind was thinking, but it's almost like there's an anxious mind watching itself think. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like the mind is detached and knowing that the mind is thinking. It's actually a kind of a participative thinking process where you're sort of aware that you're thinking. So you think that you're meditating, but actually you're doing more thinking than meditating and sort of aware of it. So it's just because you're also anxiously thinking these thoughts, and knowing it is making you anxious, so the anxiety is feeding itself. And so that's why, you know, sitting for that half hour was not helpful, because you were just sitting and feeding yourself anxious thoughts continuously rather than meditating, sort of thing.
The anxiety was...
He says so... So what's important to know with things like that is, Seattle said, is not to watch the thoughts directly. When the thoughts are causing an emotion, and it's not a helpful emotion, Seattle says, the thing to take is the feeling tone, rather than keep watching the thoughts. Because when we watch the thoughts, we're the content of the thought rather than understanding that the mind is thinking. The mind is thinking is more real. The thoughts are created by the mind, and it tells a story that feeds the emotions. So we don't want to be feeding the story. So we want to come back to just the feeling tone, so that you know you sort of know that the story is going on, sort of from the side of your eye, but you're not really paying it that much attention anymore. Your real attention is on the sensations, right? The sensations of the emotion and the actual feeling of it. And when you get in touch with that, like, it's easier to be mindful, it's much more concrete, and you can build the awareness. Then when the awareness gets stronger, then, you know, it won't feed the anxiety so much. Then it would be a helpful sitting. And it's very interesting to us is that, you know, if we can watch feelings unhelpful or unskillful emotions, if we can watch the intensity of the feelings, and when the feelings calm down, and they calm down enough, it's like that's when the mind has the space and the wisdom to see the situation in a much more sensible light.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when that anxious or, you know, that unskillful emotion is in operation, when the feelings are still quite fresh in the mind and they're operating, it's hard for the mind to think clearly. Whereas when they're down, it's the same thing, same situation is playing out. But when all those high emotions are down and the mind feels calmer, it can seek more. It can see more calmly and can see that, you know, there's sensible options available. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll continue. Sorry. Straight from here. It's like I haven't noticed those kind of feelings when I'm meditating or sitting,
mm-hmm.
or being aware. I have tried to find them. But I don't know when they arise, or should I just kind of be aware? I don't know. Do you have anything to say to
you
that?
You said you haven't had any feelings.
Yes, I mean, like, at least I haven't noticed them.
That's okay then, but you notice other things.
Yeah. Then like, it's fine. Yeah, like thoughts and everything like that. Then yeah. Yes,
that's,
okay.
So you're aware and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just be aware of what is present. You don't have to look for what's not there.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's funny how the process goes forward. For example, in the first days, it was easier for me to kind of meditate away from the meditation hall.
Mm-hmm.
But like yesterday, there was this one song that came to my mind and start to sing, repeat. It's,
yes.
So it's like I'm not gonna say the name because it probably will affect everyone. But so so it's like I have been. I don't know where that comes from. It's just like I was doing the crack, cutting the grass. So it just came. I don't know. It's some subconscious or something like that. I tried to be aware of that one, but it just.
Då gör du. Då kör du så när det ho. Så kan så när det ho. Tänare det jag hade det här på nu är det. Då ni är det du. Mjä ne. The chin to Kupola, I say to him, Mayato, Taka 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 Taka, Pin, Era Taka Taka, again and again. People ask me.
But you call that, I memory the ball, ten, but Jack, unconsciously, they move level yet to Tola. The chin is so near, it's a guy, Johnny, ten machine.
Yeah, he says our mind is always doing things like that, you know, it gives us a song or a memory.
Yeah, we'll never do that. So
we can know that it's happening, but yeah, don't try to stop it. If we try to stop it, it'll just like keep, you know, so yeah, just be aware.
Yeah, I try to watch it, but it's like, it's really calm, a long time, and then like, where does it came from?
Yeah, he says the mind is working at a, you know, at very deep levels, subconscious levels. It's doing all sorts of stuff, that we're not aware of.
Yeah, I've noticed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, but I'm probably doing quite okay.
Okay, du okej nere. Det blir lite känner jag själv bra på barn här lite då. Especially yogis who like music, he said, you know, they music will keep popping up for them. He met a yogi who said that, you know, he would have a song for every emotion that he was having in his meditation. Like whatever his mood, there was a song that matched his mood. Yeah. Yeah. I went through a phase where whenever a yogi spoke and there were words that fit into the lyrics of a song, my mind would start singing that song. Just for a short while.
So I think I would like to start by confessing that I unfortunately broke my first, precept.
You killed something.
Yes, I killed two mosquitoes.
Oh, that's okay. We've had confessions of more. So, yes.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting how it
happened. Yeah. Siala said the mosquitoes here are like, they're big, very easy to kill too. You know, in Burma, they're like small and. Yeah, you can just like do this and catch it. Yeah, the mosquito.
I think it's a perfect opportunity to practice. I remember what Alexis said, that we can notice that there's usually aversion when we kill something. I was just thinking that maybe there's some argument that can be made that we can also kill out of ignorance. I mean, just walking somewhere, things like that. But of course, I think that's interesting in itself that I was... I considered myself to be calm. I was walking outside, and then something, I feel like a bite. And it's really just automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I suppose that's something that can be practiced as well, to be less reactive, more in control.
This is, you know, greed and aversion. This Lobha Dosha are very quick.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
When they want something. He says this mind, they've been roosting on this mind for so long.
Lobha Dosha all the time, they occupy this mind.
Yes, this is the castle right now.
So I have my work cut out.
Now awareness and, you know, stability and wisdom, they're starting to try and work and... get bigger in the house.
Yeah.
They're trying to get their house back.
Yeah.
He says, wisdom, awareness, stability, they're actually the original occupants, he says, but they've been booted out, they're trying to come back. He said, yes.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah.
Well, there are some moments where they visit a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry? So, yeah.
Yeah, there are some moments when there's also more wholesome
mm-hmm. yeah.
state, which feels... nice and refreshing mm-hmm. and
yes, we do always have both, not just one. Wholesome and unwholesome, yeah. Mm. Whatever happens, we know.
I think I've been feeling something which I experience quite rarely, but I noticed a bit of boredom even at some point.
Mm,
so that was interesting to know that part of my mind a bit.
And then pina se don pite re a se wun za se ka ne ba sa to ma pien ta lo. Like ma pien ta.
Yo da le da lu ye taba wa ma si ma be.
Yes, that's good.
Di se ni ma si ya.
This is the human mind. Or the natural mind, and you know, it has every quality that everybody else can possess. So it's good to notice these.
And then, of course, I would start to make schemes so that I can fill that mental landscape with things that I can solve, etc.
Yeah.
But then something that has been quite helpful is to notice how maybe lucky I am that I have a healthy mind and healthy conditions, and I can be here practicing, listening to these very precious teachings.
Mm.
And just this sense of gratitude and recognizing that there are many people struggling, and I don't have many, many of those struggle. Mm. I feel very privileged.
That calms the mind usually.
And maybe one last observation is nevertheless it seems to be I mean, it's something that I have observed in my life at home and also here on retreat, including this morning, for example, that on average the least calm moment of the day seems to be actually just before waking up. And when I wake up, I can see my heart rate is actually higher than than it would be otherwise, which I find quite interesting. And
only on retreat, or only on this retreat so far?
I mean, also here, but also in the last few weeks, I would say.
Oh, at home as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I haven't noticed that I have like bad dreams, etc. Mm. For example, this night, nothing of the sort. I was dreaming about some old friends from Canada and things like that. So, it's something that maybe it's just my mindfulness kind of crashes during the night. I completely lose awareness. Maybe that comes from there. I don't
know. He said it's fine, you know, just see what's happening. Yeah, just recognize that. Yeah, maybe seeing old friends, you know, moves the mind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have two questions. One is theoretical.
Yeah.
What is the difference between wisdom, insight, and intuition? Actually, for me, they're all kind of states of mind. So as I understand it, or it's the same.
Wisdom, insight, and intuition go below kwemalere.
Because it's
They're all different types of panya.
Just but
wisdom is knowing. Insight is also knowing. And actually intuition, for me, how I understand it, it's also kind of, it's this moment knowing what to do or what is correct.
When the knowing is a knowing of, and I'll just use the definitions of clear comprehension, when the knowing is a knowing of what's right, what's beneficial or not, what's suitable mm-hmm. or not, sort of like knowing what's wise or not, and so on, that's like wisdom, you would say. Mm-hmm. But when the knowing, when the understanding is of the nature of the mind and the body, when the understanding is of nama rupa, that becomes insight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what is intuition?
So intuition is like an English word, right? So Jiangju Siriu Aung Na Era Ko Tamazin Lum Yo Lup Yom Intuition Ga Jiangju Siriu Aung Na Lera Mho Intuition Ga Tua Upama Pya Cho Mien Na O Bala Abenye Lum Yo Ria Intuition Tema Pa Re
Aya Jara O Tamati Chao Tamati Ne La Ya Ne Nyam Yo Ria Mho
Yeah
Yo Yo Direng Ti Lu Lo Lo Yao
So intuition in English seems to suggest that we know something that's not possible to know in our direct experience right now. Like mm-hmm. we have some... Yes, like we don't know how we know it, yeah. And
that's usually how we think about intuition. We know something, not sure how we know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the way you feel
okay,
about
okay, but intuition. Wisdom, because I saw that wisdom, it's also sometimes, of course, wisdom needs knowledge, as I read, yeah? So it knowledge that...
So there's two things. So Seattle said there's two things. One is that intuition is a function of the wisdom of knowing what's in our experience. So like there is actually more, the mind understands more than we detect, and there is an actual clear understanding of many relationships, you know, many of the processes that are going on, and it sees the connections better, so it can see the outcomes better, and therefore it can foresee some things, mm-hmm. and you might call that intuition. Like that's mm-hmm. one, or you can, you know, you can understand why something is happening. So you might call that intuition. The other one is, he mentioned just now, where because of the clarity of mind, the mind has power to sometimes see into the future. For some people, they can like search for objects. You know, there are these powers of mind described in the Buddhist texts, the, you know, certain kind of intuitive powers, like, you know, being able to see into the past and the future, or I don't even know all of them, but that comes with, that's a different kind of power. And for a lot of us, it's not trained to the level of being a real power, like described by the Buddha, so we're not so clear all the time that we actually have the power. So sometimes we feel like we have some intuitive mm-hmm. feelings and all that, but then like that, for that sort of thing, Seattle says always don't just believe it's an intuition, always check after the fact whether you were right or wrong, because it would be wrong to, when you have something kind of half formed, to just like start believing in it. Then you might start having deluded like you can't tell the difference between your imagination, your own thoughts, and what comes through clarity, and yeah, that can become quite messy. We've seen that in Burma because they do have people who have that kind of power.
And about wisdom again, I think I can feel or I can distinguish that wisdom, when wisdom comes, or from separate wisdom from just some ideas or some thoughts. But how I can be sure that it's correct?
Yeah, so if the wisdom is complete, Seattle says, then, you know, there's a clarity. Wisdom always comes with a sense of clarity. So when it's very sure, when it's very clear knowing, when it's very clear understanding, Seattle says you kind of won't have a doubt. You know, you very clearly see, oh, that's no what doubt, it is, right? There's a clarity that comes with it, and a sureness, and a and a lightness, and you know, so that's what wisdom would feel like. So if you're unsure, then you know, you just have to keep learning. Every quality of mind has its particular characteristics, you know, and wisdom's qualities are clarity and understanding and, you know, seeing mm-hmm. clearly and so on. So we start seeing clearly the difference between our assuming something or our thinking, maybe this is true, or making a calculated guess or a logical deduction. That's very different from clearly having wisdom.
But that's why I'm asking between wisdom and intuition, because sometimes I really have thoughts that I know, I just clear know without any doubts, like, so this is correct.
But you would have to then describe to me what you knew for me, you know, because if he just in general, because, you know, deluded people can also, delusion can also feel very sure sometimes of what it knows wrong.
That is why I'm could be also do
Yeah, so, but then I think that would, this but, is not the time to like go into the details of what you understood. Yeah.
Wisdom usually pertains to the reality, as Mantet said, of the mind and body, knowing the reality. I think intuition sometimes may be about events or things, other people. Wisdom is very clear about reality and process, the nature in Dhamma, right? So then just on that level you can, and then this is where the mind can be so clear, like the mind is thinking, is actually a moment of clear, it's actually a wisdom moment. The mind is thinking versus having been caught in the story. So just a little bit of shift from having been watching the movie of the mind versus now clearly seeing the activity of the mind is thinking, and then whatever processes follow from that, all of that develops, we could say, the wisdom of the mind, the understanding of the process.
Do we have some moment, or I'm over of my time?
Well, I don't allot time to people. Yeah, you can
Okay, and then another question is for people, like I'm very active person, and to have a lot of energy is good and bad at the same time, because how to practice, maybe some more advice. I mean, of course, to be aware, and I try to be aware that I'm again in a rush, I again want to do everything and it's impossible. Let's make a priority. I constantly do it. I mean, I think I have some progress in it, but funny thing that actually for me even nice, like today I'm tired, I'm tired, and when I'm tired or when I get sick, it slow me, and actually I, be honest, enjoy this
slow down.
Condition to be slow, because otherwise this energy overwhelm me and overwhelm and
have like, to act on it,
exhausted me, and then I'm slow, but then I'm so tired to think, and if I'm just tired from, I'm just wake up and I felt okay, it's not kind of my day because energy is not here, but in the same time I'm kind of
glad
really can enjoy it, because then I'm slow and I can maybe I don't know, be more away.
Take your time. ตัว energy เนี่ยเร่แล้วตัวตะคู่ตูลุ้ยเสียชิมาสวยตูอายไม่ได้ลุ้ยเลยเนี่ยสึกก็อายสิ้นซาพี่ลุ้ยเลยอ่ะปะเนาะだใบแม้ตูติเลยเนี่ยไอ้หลุมမျိုးล้อเนี่ยตูตะดิลุ้ยแต่อมาฤทธิ์ผิดตัดแต่สรแล้วตูติหาเปลี่ยนบ่โจษาเลยตะดิถาบ่โจษาเลยตูล้อราอูติบ่โจษาเลยอะกุสวยตูรอโตตက်ลาเลยแต่แม้ล้นๆนี้รออกาวนี้ไม่เข้าบ่เลยแต่แม้ดิโล तू
เอเนอร์จีดิโลลุ่ดตานี่ม้าวายตัวเปมั้นตัวอ๋อเปมั้นตัวนี่บาผิดแล้วสวยเนี่ยไอ้เฉยเนี่ยเนี่ยลุ่ลุ่ยาเราถ้าแม้ไอ้เฉยจ่ายตูตบอดจ่าเลยเนี่ยตูมะลุ่อ่ะบะเนี่ยไอ้เอเนอร์จีอ่ะย่อออกไปสรตัวตูเอเอซิซิลุ่ลุ่ยาเลยเนี่ยถ้าแม้นี่ก้าวออกไปสรตัวเอเนอร์จีเนี่ยอะหมายชื่ออ่ะต้องห่าโทต้องอ่ะเลยเนี่ยอะบะลุ่ลุ่อ่ะไอ้สึกกูไปอะเมียตะดิทานี่บ่ไอ้ฉิ่นสึกกูเหมี้ย
keep knowing, you know, particularly the intention to do, the wanting to do so many things. Just keep track of the desire to do those things and the like how in a hurry you get, and then also recognizing how tired you get, all of it. He says if you keep recognizing all of that over and over every time, the mind will start to make the connection, and it will, wisdom will slowly make its own choice to you know, step down. When we want to do things, Seattle says, the intention to do things can be driven by both wholesome motivations or unwholesome motivations. And that's something that we can, like when you are more aware of all your desires to do things, you can check whether the motivation is wisely motivated or there's, you know, it's mixed with unwholesome stuff. It can be delusion or, you know, greed, aversion. So just, and when wisdom motivates you to do something, it's much more, the whole process is much clearer and balanced. When the defilements motivate us, it makes us tired, because usually not in balance. Thank you.
I don't have any particular question. Actually, it is funny. On Monday, after our first interview, I started to prepare questions, like really complicated questions. And yesterday there was a period of clarity, and I realized that either I know the answer myself or it's not that much important. So, just a small report.
Yeah.
There are processes going inside, and these are rather small things, like, for example, noticing the difference of the state of mind with and without awareness. But it's really shocking. And there is also some healing inside. So it feels like the mind becomes healthier. That's it.
complicated me go ni twel la le de da mae daw ni le
pyo sia ma shi lo twa sao chin la
tu a ti twel mu lo a myo so lo na a ma ni ya le sik ka ta khu shin twa le ba shin wa le so lo tu di me go de ge lo yin de ge ti wa bi so yin a ye ma chi u da mae ma ti u so yin de ge ran ai chein ma me bo a ye ma chi u ho Mego ya pia ko ha ko shin twa ma ba ko ti ma ko ma shin kin me da le ma thu so ro tu a ya yat twa le de now bro now to khu a di ne ya ma tu a thon ne da tu to khu tu shin wa de de to khu a sait ma ko ba le
what was the first thing before the healing
noticing the difference in the mind quality, with and without awareness
di do ba twa la yin ne tu စေရအစင်ကြီးကြည့်ပြီးတော့ तू ကဘာတတိချမိလဲဆိုတော့စစ်တတိရှိတာနဲ့မရှိတာဘလောက်ပါလဲဆိုတော့ तू အာသိမ့်သွားတယ်တဲ့
အဲ့ဒါသိတဲ့ဘောကြောင့်
He loves that. He said when people can see that difference. Yes.
ရည်ရချီတော့ရုပ်ကြီးတော့တော့အရေးကြီးပါတ
ယ် Because it's really important to see
တတိရှိတာနဲ့မရှိတာနဲ့ဒီ difference တွေ့ရ
မှာ Yeah, to know that difference is it helps the mind to yeah. And now ဆုံးကဒီစိတ်နနေဟိုတချို့စင်းရတာတွေလည်းဟိုဒုက္ခဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲ healing ဖြစ်တယ်ပေါ့နော်စိတ်ထမှာတချို
့
စိတ်တယ်သူအသေးစိတ်မပြောစိတ်မှာကုသမှုဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြော
သူ့မှာဆိုတော့ဖြစ်မှာပေါ့
သူဖြစ်သွားတယ်တခု Yes okay
thank you
David
hello so yeah it's been well things are just going on.
Yeah, things are just going on.
Yesterday there was a lot of almost like armor plating around the heart area.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, it was, felt almost structural.
Mm-hmm.
I felt this in the last couple of retreats almost, that there's sort of, you know, slowly something kind of...
Like a carapace.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's trying to expand. But,
yeah. You know, bana sakhan nakha thong ga shi bi de aku tu dari ta mi a sait di di ma yin ma ta khu ko elo is it tension or just
yeah, I guess so, but it feels like it could be, you know, a lifetime of tension, sort of, you know, in that sense.
Yeah, not that it's building now, right?
No, no, it's sort of like, you know, hitting a wall or something like that.
Right, okay.
It hasn't been so evident today, but, you know, but it, you know, sometimes comes that way, and it's kind of like the breathing is trying to sort of, you know, it's just doing its thing to try and.
Yeah, how do you? The determina bolli. Agu jump tin na ma hou phan ne ho.
Yin lo a hou ne.
A hou ne a ro di di na ya wen ko a tho twin lo mya au bor no. Na yan ka pait ni de ba so a ro. Di ne tait ma ti ta au da ma ta chou ni de so yin a ro ti ta le. Ta khu khu ai de ma lou pho chou sa mya tait lou lo mya au ba so tait ma ti.
Ti mu ba lou.
Fine, just be aware of it.
That's quite easy to be aware of.
That's
great.
That's great, he said. So when is there, just he a lot of his objects are in the heart area as well. His anchors, and he says he likes that area because it's connected to our emotions, it's connected to what we feel, which is connected to what we think, so it gives you like a more complete picture of how the, you know, whole the heart mind is working.
Mm-hmm.
You see the cause and effects of things because you see it all, you know. Yeah, you can use that as an anchor and just notice whatever else is happening in the mind. He says he used to watch a lot in his practice at home, like later on in his practice he watched a lot whether he was feeling relaxed or whether tension was starting, and because he watched whether he was relaxed and tense a lot, he said he also began to notice what helped him to relax and what made him tense. So he began to learn like what activities were skillful, what was not skillful for the heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I
don't know. There's not much else to report. There is discursivity. I'm a musician and I've been practicing some music for a show. So that's not bothering me because that's just
normal. That's good.
And it's more like a sense of presence comes and that goes into the background, you know, it's than sort of trying to push it away or something like that. But that's got clear kind of causal stuff, you know.
Yes.
It's not quite as annoying as some pop song or something. Well, it's a more obvious cause, you know. I mean.
He said that's fine. Whatever sort of song comes up, Seattle says, it's the same, you know.
It's also part of the subconscious learning music, so I hope this retreat doesn't wipe the slate clean and I have to learn it all again. But anyway.
Subconscious thing you read the ball as she did, and the retreat car at Columba Pieto was in it. Yeah, he says when the awareness is better, the wisdom is better, we actually see more of how the mind works, so it's helpful for creativity.
Yesterday I had, like somewhere in the morning when we were eating breakfast, I had a very interesting, like vivid and clear moment of awareness that I had not had before. So when I was peeling the mandarin fruit, then I could sort of like feel all the aspects of it through the sense doors, like the smell of it and like the different, let's say, moisture and the weight of it and everything like that. And at the same time, I could still like have my breakfast and be aware of all the other yogis around me and the thinking processes and so on. And I think that the mind felt that it was wonderful, because after that, I felt that it's been a little bit like foggier. So, and I have been like watching the mind being like greedy with this, the moment of like, like really beautiful clarity. And, and of course, it hasn't come back, but it's a very interesting object to see the like craving for that type of like wonderful moment.
Yes, the exam came again. The mania ashen ya war kana ayu sai ne tu limodi twin ne tadi ta kaung war ai chi ma limodi ye a le jin a blo kom le a chain tu ye a kaung long bor no a sin ni a yaung ni a nat ni ho be ya yogi de tu sa ni da re a kaung long ti de re a twe re a kaung long sit ka a kaung long ti de ti lo a yan kaung ne re ti lo a yan kaung ne tadi kaung ne a khan sa da mae a ra pi lo tait ma kaung naw phit twa da bor re da a chai thin lo mya da ba mae ai chain ma sit ka ai lobha win la da tu myin ya le re di ha pyan lo jin ne da pyan lo jin ne da o myin ne ya da a ra le sit win sa sia kaung na be re da mae hote le a yan kaung ne re a lo ti ya la
Yeah, those states are usually not sustainable for long because there's not that much momentum, you know. So the momentum sort of picks up and then it, you know, it uses up the steam it has. And then, you know, we have to. So what's more important is the skill of beginner's mind, of, you know, of just loving simple practice, starting again and again and again every moment. And learning to love that, Seattle says, is the skill that brings us to those moments of momentum. So those moments are just a result. You know, craving doesn't bring them to us, but learning to love the process is what will help us.
Yes, and after that, it has been like very easy to stay with the awareness of that clarity not being there. So it, I have been working with it. So I feel that it has been like just very interesting to like see the aspects of like what happened after that. For example, I noticed that when I have been like, for example, reading, I have been able to like watch the process of reading, like what's the mind doing when I'm reading some text and so on. So
it's so it. Okay. Tu ba se wen tu sit taw ma pyet taw. Tu wa di anitha ma shi lo sit ka belo a chin ni tu we wa wa ti ni da so ra pyan ti de. A ro tu tadi ro tu appreciate lo ni de ho a lot lot ni man tu ti de tu sa au phai ne belo sa au phap pho chu sa le. Tu tan ne de di ho ho wa ma shi lo sit ka a ku
pyet taw da lo mho
le. Ho sit ka pyet taw da mho da mae ho effect a ni ne ho ti ya ra to myo ma tu ro so ra tu any how tadi tha over a ra tu le la de lo phit de a la ka.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I was actually about to ask something else, but now that this colleague yogis mentioned this rehearsing questions before this session thing, I too want to say a few words about it. I've been very much doing the same thing during the meditating, and I too have been quite anxious for this. I was thinking what a problem and a major hindrance. But then I quite quickly realized that there's a lot of personhood involved and a lot of wanting, maybe some aversion.
Mm.
And actually I was happy in the end for realizing this thing.
Mm, mm. Tiashawara, Biatana, to let her since I to let her to Chongare area, to era chi in it, to bury the detamilas or who Kanzalo Makana and abroad di Tema, who di Nai Lolonira, Loginari Mian, and abroad and Elemachita say Peter. I mean, Sa, can't get it. I mean, now find to di how Nale light out to Pian the Bocha.
Yeah,
well,
Yep,
he said that's what it is. Even if we're nervous about coming for interview, we can learn something from it. That's what awareness is about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd like to ask something else that has to do with emotions, like very intense emotions like fear.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of times I've had strong fear in me and well, basically, I'd just like to know how to deal with it. So far, I've been, what I've done, I've noticed the fear, but it's already been so strong, and it's like you said earlier, it's already coloring the observing mind or the vision. Mm. So it doesn't really help to notice it. And then I've tried to look at the physical sensations and watch them. It's been a better way.
Mm.
But do you have any advice on this?
To chowdhasek pimintana pitat. Chowdhasek pien, to what? The di tami bobe chozare, that I met a shimia piodulube, eighteen giant, chow chow gina gin, for so that to what? To kanako kanzamu to chahao, you go chozaro, era, and another dare, let a chahao ba, chan and shilen.
I chowdhasek go chilen, the water, I want the water mine, when I chowdhasek of chanchina.
So Seattle says it all depends on the attitude of the mind, you know, whether it has the colored glasses on or not. If you can see that sometimes the mind is not colored, like the awareness is not colored by the fear, it's not afraid to watch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not afraid to watch the fear, that's when it can watch the emotion. But if it's afraid to watch the fear, then you can't watch the emotion. Then you have to use a neutral object.
Mm.
Yeah. Then you should.
Like body sensations. Or
yes, body sensations. Okay. Anything neutral and not related that's not going to feed the fear.
Okay.
Yes.
No, but
we're not going to leave fear totally alone. We will come back to fear when we are stronger.
I'll be back.
We always remember, Seattle says, it's never to run away or to avoid the object. It's to build the mindfulness. So remember, the objective is to build the mindfulness so that the mindfulness starts getting much more like ironclad, like it gets an armor. When the awareness has enough armor, then the awareness can feel more secure, that it can observe without feeling influenced by what it observes. And that's when you can feel that you can watch it, you know, objectively.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, Kushida, a million at the
Yeah, Seattle says so. This, you know, episodes like this really highlight for him, it's a clear indication of why we need to be mindful as continuously as possible throughout the day. Because every moment that we're trying to be mindful in all the mundane activities, the mind is building that strength of the awareness. The awareness is becoming more and more sure of itself, confident of the awareness's power to just be an observer, you know, to just be aware. And so then when we come back to the difficult emotions, when they come, Sarah says, then the mind feels prepared.
And
steady, right? Because if we only start being mindful when something happens, Sarah says, the mind is, it hasn't the strength, it hasn't built itself up into like a, it hasn't cultivated it into a force, itself into a force. So it needs to cultivate itself into a force. And that's why we need that continuous mindfulness, you know, through all our boring and interesting moments throughout the day.
I have been observing complaining mind. It's actually created, or it's based, as I was observing, on tanha, on the actually wanting, and on the attachment to myself. I chose for my course, my daily job duty, to mop the dining hall and this sitting place downstairs. And at home for me it's kind of like very harmonic, nobody is there. Usually, for me it's like symphony, like really doing it what I like, moving stuff and doing it. Here in dining hall it's not possible that nobody is there, so actually, when I came first and somebody was sitting in the sitting place, I immediately had on mind, okay, so now they see me and they will leave, because that's what I would do for sure immediately. So this is attachment to my thinking. But they didn't leave. It was like, what? It's like, sure. So I found myself like doing it, the cleaning kind of loudly, so they actually realized that I don't want that. And they still stay there. So it was like my mind started to complain, like I wanted a peaceful cleaning, and you know, like how come they don't move? It's so it was like all this complaining about the people.
Yeah.
When I came today, like it's sort of false time, and I was like, people are there.
Yeah.
The mind said, okay. It's like I'm used to, you know, like saying, okay, again.
Yeah.
It's, so the complaining starts again. So during the days, it's I can feel it, but at some point I observe it. It's and I stop being attached to actually to that point that it's because of me, or it's there's no wanting for this harmonic cleaning.
Yes, yeah.
It's just observing this. They're still complaining.
Yeah.
But at some point it's just talking mind.
Yeah.
It stops being kind of like...
there's no emotional charge to it
anymore. Yeah, emotions are not so strong anymore.
Yeah.
But at some point I can feel like it's going up and down. Yeah. And at some point I just even find myself like not... I would just say, just let them to do what they do, and I do myself what I do.
Yeah, yeah. So you're back in the symphonic harmony.
Surprising for me, like now when I come, they leave. So I don't know what happened. If this mind changed their action, yes. I don't know.
Yeah. To complain, say complain to tao to lela la de ho lava jang sura tu mien ne de tu pyo de tu di ma. Mop tight for to allow you tire, but so aim to mop tight at young water number. To mop loy aim, is it who symphony who are lobe, orchestra lobe, Pisile shui light, tie like who Olympia shui light, like you are to harmony funeral. Dimajar or Pisile mo luva shinid, to a satinare, to yalla in lua.
Pepe
melon, but the woman pepe.
ဒီတော့လေသူကတိုက်နေတော့ဒုံဒုံဒန်းဒန်းနဲ့တိုက်တယ်လူတွေဖဲမဲ့လို့ထင်တာဘူးကွာမဖဲဘူးလေအဲ့တော့စိတ်ကကွန်ပလိန့်နေတယ်လေအဲ့ဒီနေ့လေအဲ့လိုဖြစ်တော့သူအဲ့လိုကွန်ပလိန့်တက်နေတာစိတ်ကမြင်တော့သူတစ်ချိန်ကျတော့လုပ်ဝင်နဲ့ဒီကွန်ပလိန့်ကိုသူပြန်ကြည့်မိတယ်လေပြန်ကြည့်မိတဲ့အချိန်မှာမှာစိတ်ကတဖြည်းဖြည်းဒီဟာကိုအတွေးလိုပဲမြင်တော့တယ်လေအဲ့ချိန်မှာ
Yeah,
he says as we practice meditation, the mind changes because we are cultivating a different set of qualities, right? So certainly if we cultivate this set, you know, it's going to change the balance of qualities in the mind.
Yeah.
We can't change what's out there, the people out there.
We cannot change the world.
He says, well, we can change this mind and that can make a significant difference. Yes. Because when this mind is positive, it sees what's positive, right, in the world, what's possible. And when this mind is negative, it sees what's not possible and what's dreadful.
Okay, good. How are
you? I have another question.
Sorry?
Question.
Another question.
It's like a long
When I get to continuous awareness.
Sorry?
When my awareness is continuous.
I
observe the objects. For example, I observe when I sit, I observe my leg, and there is a. At some point, I feel the pain. But when it gets to the awareness, when it's really continuous and deep, I cannot say deep, it's just.
You have momentum.
I have the momentum. It stops actually seeing this pain as a pain.
As painful, yeah.
As painful. And it's just observing the state, like what is at the moment that, like vibration.
Changing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not just this one, it's just the, even the body is like, it's not sitting at that moment. Yeah. I just feel there's a touching. It's like everything is changing its reality.
It's reality, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's like that. When the awareness, stability, wisdom is all strong, there's momentum, then the mind is not reacting, and it sees reality. The view is different now.
Okay, now I lost my question.
You will?
It's, at some point, I don't allow the mind to actually do it now, but at some point it's becoming more and more being aware of some visions about that, something which delusion, I believe, of the mind.
It's imagination.
Yeah, it's just imagination.
So yeah, the vision it allows. Just the mind creating images, yeah.
Okay, I have another
question. That's concept, yeah? So that's not reality, yeah.
I found myself being not modest
Did you boast?
It's especially to authorities.
Authorities?
Authorities. It's like...
Not noticed.
Not being modest.
Not being noticed?
Not being modest.
Modest.
Oh, modest.
Modest,
okay.
Yeah.
Modest.
Yeah. And modest sura.
Humble.
Kukuko. Biao miao mo pia. Ho chua wa ra ya biao miao.
Belum.
Yotaren.
And it's and the question is if how to learn the modesty or the how to bring the modesty into the mind or how to bring Brahma Viharas into the mind. I think it's strong defilement, not to be is defilement, not to be modest.
Be modest, right? Yeah.
How to bring the
defilement? Never be drama.
He says, just watch the defilement.
Defilement
watch
is strong because drama.
You see the mind that is unwholesome. Just watch it. Don't try to be wholesome. Just know the unwholesome, so that the mind understands how unskillful it is. Then the mind will naturally switch to wanting to become more wholesome by itself. It will do the switch. You don't try to.
Oh, defilement would nale na nale de nyanga ma du yosi la u.
Yeah, defilement ga.
Nyanga ma yosi la u. Yeah, because the ma nale ma defilement yosi ma.
It's only wisdom that helps the defilement, the unwholesome to decrease. Wisdom is there, it can help it to decrease. Yeah.
I just want to bring more Brahma Viharas into my action.
Well,
I know, there is a panhard.
He's not saying that we can't, right? He's not saying we can't bring the Brahma Viharas in. He's just saying we can only bring them in to the extent that we actually have them, right? If we try to do more than that, it's still artificial. And it might make us feel better, it might make us feel better, but we still haven't dealt with the real problem, the root of the problem. The cause is actually the lack of modesty. So you want to deal with that by watching it and learning about it. Then the mind will truly let go of it, right? That's the where you want to get to. Then you can't escape it. You have to face it. Sierra always says, just allow the momentum to keep coming back. You know, when the momentum is there and it learns and the wisdom grows, naturally the Brahma Viharas become part of the response of the mind to the different situations it meets. Yeah? Because the Brahma Viharas are the mind's wise response to what's happening.
So that's already like it's already in the mind.
It's a potential in the mind for everybody. Yes,
is it?
Yes, everything is a potential in our mind. Yeah, it's just now that the unwholesome is very strong, so it's kind of sitting on all of them, like yeah. So once the you know they can grow, they can like push them off. Sandra says, remember the story about when he used to go to the market and every day when he walks. And the market is very crowded in the morning and he's being mindful. So now he knows people are charging at him. He'll get out of the way. And he used to get very annoyed, you know. So, but he would be mindful. So he'll just keep watching his annoyance. So he'd be like, oh, again, annoyed. But you know, these people are not watching, annoyed.
Well,
so just watching.
Annoyance.
And just watching his annoyance. He says, none of them care, right? Whether they're happy you get out of the way. That they're not thinking about. So he's just giving way. And being annoyed every day, watching the annoyance, watching, until he says, he began to realize that actually it's quite peaceful. He's giving way, you know, and nobody's getting into trouble, you know. If there was an accident, things would be much worse. And it's generous. You know, he starts to see, oh, that's a generous quality of mind, giving way, although he was annoyed. You know, but now he's starting to see the positive side of it, because through the continued awareness of the annoyance has slowly gone, and then slowly the mind sees more clearly. He said he began to understand. He's like, well, dana is not expensive. I don't need money. I can give way. That's generosity too.
Okay. Yeah, I have, or I could give a small report, and then I have some questions.
Yes.
Yeah, mostly it's been quite good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not so good, yes, or also, or it seems very difficult to kind of build the momentum and have kind of continuous awareness all the time. Yeah, or it's like sometimes for some while it happens, but it seems to come in kind of waves, and then it goes off and stuff like this.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yes, he said.
Yeah, I guess it would be funny if it would magically stay.
Yes, that's right. Wouldn't it? Go magic. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just cause and effect, right? When the conditions, the causes, when they are all together, then effect arises.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe biggest problems I have, or yesterday I was very sleepy, but then I slept quite well last night, and took a long time for sleep. I thought I was a bit like sleep deprived, and now I'm feeling like lots better, or it's like a bit difference. Yeah. And then also there, or sometimes mind is very active, and it seems that maybe biggest like distractions are if I get, or I write poems and rap, and one like very big distraction can be if you get like some good lines, or start to invent some like rhymes and stuff like that, or with like also with some, or I'm also writing my thesis at the moment, and sometimes I get like thoughts about the thesis, or some like really, or at least for me they seem sometimes like they are very good ideas, and then my mind kind of start to think then, and starts to kind of want to remember them and stuff like that.
Tua mania ingai te erale the di sasa po adapt it there. Na tuku a sai ka alo mya lai in the di tu adapt it taw the di tha mi there. Tua kabya yee de. Na ma tua yee de lo write lo pyo la rap lo yee da la mi da tu tuku ku ro lout de no. Kabya yee de na ma tua tak ka do twae ho ba le sa sa sai a shein ni tu lo a chi ba le thesis
ka thesis lo
sadan pyu era yeah ra so ro ta khat li era ni the win win line sik ka ta khu khu a ye chi le ho oh di ha di lo ye tin na so a sik ka era ro to ma mi je ne yeah so when these things come up sia dos is just take a book and write it down
yeah ma da da ni a di lo we do da le tong lo ma li
yeah because
ma da tong lo ya
yeah he says because these things do come up, you know, the mind becomes more creative. And, you know, sometimes sees more when it's being mindful. So, but the thing is just to pick up something and write it down, because you can still do that mindfully, you know. Mindfulness doesn't take you away from doing anything that you want.
Yeah. Nice to hear. I have actually been already kind of doing that. Yes, but I guess but I guess some moderation is maybe good, or there is the line between like having like the first intention to cultivate awareness and having as the first intention to kind of write ideas or lyrics.
Yeah, people who've had business ideas when meditating, you know, he said this. He says this yogi came once to him and said, I figured it out. I'm going to go home now. I have to go run my business. I figured it out.
And I have like one question, bit related to this theme, or about like this kind of wanting and greed, and like when, or
or like when you, for example, get some kind of idea or poem or whatever, like where goes the line, or when it is kind of defilement and like wanting or greed in a bad sense, and when it's like not a bad thing, or sometimes, for example, if you invent a nice poem, of course you want to write it down, and there is certain kind of wanting, but it doesn't seem to be anything negative, or maybe it can be that you're a bit like attached, but also it can be like a real value to write something.
So you want to know the difference between wisdom wanting and an unwholesome wanting.
Yeah. That is the theme, and it, or sometimes it's very very clear, but sometimes it's kind of not so easy to demarcate the, like where is the kind. Yeah. Or where the difference go, or what is the like important quality which like dictates when something is kind of greed in a bad sense, and when you just have some kind of impulse which might be wholesome or might have some value.
Sandan and loba kwera ye na bro the cutly sanda shile ho tu a loba de jile mo the cutly yo yo leave a lochina. To understand for yourself when is something motivated by greed, like wanting with greed, or whether the wanting is motivated by wisdom, Seattle says you. In all other areas, right? When you notice wisdom, recognize how wisdom feels and how it works. When you notice greed, recognize how greed feels and how it works, right? And then he says, then you'll notice when you want something, whether greed is operating. Also, you can see the results of wisdom making choices and wisdom and greed making choices.
Now,
and you will see those same sort of, you know,
Sometimes
it's very subtle. The, you know, the greed can be very subtle, or it can be mixed with wisdom, and you can't really tell which is the stronger. And Seattle says sometimes in cases like that, and if you have the choice, just do what you have to do. Like you want to do it, do it. And then he says whichever is operating will start to become much more obvious, because now you're like taking action. Then to take action, the mind, all those qualities that are just mental at first have to work much harder, and you will see which quality starts to shoot up. And he says, if you understand, like, you know, the unwholesome qualities cause tension, you know, the wise qualities give the mind peace and clarity. He says then, and when you're sensitive, you really see when the mind starts getting tense, and you know, okay, something unskillful is present.
Thanks. I have some other questions also. One was about like the thinking mind, and about the role of kind of analyzing versus just being aware. Or it seems that or the general advice has been that one should not pay attention to the content of thinking and just like more observe the that thinking is happening. But I have been sometimes, or it seems that certain amount of analyzing has seemed to be helpful, and especially for kind of seeing certain like dynamics. Or for example, I was today in the kitchen and chopping some vegetables, and then I had my mind was very active, but at the same moment I had some amount of kind of clarity, and was able to kind of at the same time kind of see certain things, and part of the seeing seemed to be kind of analyzing and like making inferences and labeling that, for example, like now I have some kind of doubts about am I doing things right, and these are certainly connected to some kind of aversion and this kind of stuff. and like all times the kind of even if I cannot kind of very clearly directly perceive some kind of like defilement, I can by inference be quite sure that there is some kind of right. defilement, and yeah. it's a bit more like right. or then there like awareness and analyzing somehow like combine and
yes yes
and I was thinking like yeah, is yeah. this kind of good way to proceed?
Okay. Tua the dithara ne tonta ta ne tua khwae jin lo ba so takha to le a shin phya a khu lu dai ko pyo na da a twei ni paw lai da mai da shao twei ni de ha naw bro a thu thu phyin di ho thai na law ka ja ro a shin phya tait ma sin sa ne lo pyo na ba so ai chain ma ဟိုစိတ်တဘာဝကိုတိဖို့ကြိုးစားပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကပြောတယ်အခု तू မိဖို့ကြောင်းတည်းမှာ तू တခုခုလုပ်ရနေ तू ကစိတ်ကသုံးသပ်တာပေါ့နော် तू တခုခုလုပ်မိတာ तू အလောက်ရကနေပုံရိပ်ကြည့်လိုက်ခုအခုတော့ရှိမှန်းတိလို့ရတယ်ဒီတိုင်းကြီးကြည့်လိုက်ရင်တော့အခုတော့မသိတာဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဒီလိုကိုစဉ်းစားလိုက်ရင်တော့ရှိနိုင်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးအဲ့တော့တတိလည်းရှိတယ်သုံးသပ်မှုလည်းရှိတယ်လို့ပေါ့နော်အဲ့တော့ဒါပေမဲ့အရှင်ဖျားလူတိုင်းကိုအခုတိဘာလဲစဉ်းစားရစိတ်ဆိုရင် तू အတွေးရဲ့အတွေးရဲ့စကားကိုနားမထောင်နဲ့အောင်ပေါ့အရှင်ဖျားကပြောပြောနေတော့ तू အဲ့လားနည်းနည
်းဟုတ်အဲ့တမတင်ကပ်ပါနဲ့မိစ္ဆာတင်ကပ်ပါခွဲရော
ယ
ာမိစ္ဆာတင်ကပ်ပါကိုပြောချင်တယ်တမတင်ကပ်ပါကတော့တတိကိုအားပေးတယ်သုံးကိုသုံးပါနော
်ယာ So Sierra would Sierra says it's a very simple way to differentiate this he says there is right thought and wrong thought okay so what's right thought is helpful to the Dharma. It's a right thought, a wise thought, actually helps awareness because there's wisdom in the thoughts, then awareness is already present. Okay? It's wrong thought that Seattle says we don't feed. Right? So if the mind is just discursively thinking about somebody it's angry about, right? Then he would say, don't listen to that story. Don't keep paying attention to the story, look at the emotion. If you can't manage the emotion, look at something neutral, because thinking that wrong thought is just going to keep feeding the mind with anger. That's not a helpful direction to go, because it makes this mind suffer. And since we're trying to, you know, usually the yogi doesn't want to keep suffering, but they also don't know why they are suffering, and that's that they keep allowing the mind to keep thinking angry thoughts.
So
in cases where it's because negative thinking also doesn't allow the mind to see clearly, right? Because it kind of anger gets itself into a hole where only what it believes is right, and it doesn't care whether it's true or not and stuff. So that can be another rabbit hole. So, but he's saying when it's wise thinking, we should think it. Wise thinking is right. Right, but we also have to be careful whether it becomes discursive, where it becomes out of control, right? And then we're just like also on a snowball of like greed wanting to think. So we always there's always the fine tuning of figuring out when you're wisely thinking and when you're starting to just greed for analyzing.
Right talk, now we're being kind. Right talk, now we're kind. Awareness, we're going to see a little look, a little look.
So right thought actually helps awareness to be awake. He says so long as that's clear.
Tamatin kapa ye tiye ko a le to direction ko kaung na pe man na pe tu chain pe da right thought lo kho.
Yeah.
Wrong thought ja lo to define me since thing ye da pe tu chain pe da.
Right thought he said right thought is also he says it's like right attention. It's like bringing the mind's attention to what is wise and skillful. That's right thoughts like its action is right attention. Right, and a wrong thought brings our attention to what will create more agitation and suffering in the mind, whereas right thought directs the mind to what brings more stability and understanding. So that's why Seattle often says that, you know, we should reflect on our, don't just keep practicing, stop, you know, check. Is it tense? What's happening that I'm getting tense now? What do I notice about how I've been practicing that's causing the tension? Or if it's relaxed, how have I been practicing? What has the mind been doing that is giving this result now? So always
So that's right thought. It helps the awareness to see the right things.
Checking, investigating, look like checking, look like not matter. Don't say that. Just see that.
So this is all this sort of when it's motivated in the right way, you know. So then whether we investigate, analyze, or whatever, the words are the same. But what's motivating it and how we do, you know, that changes the direction of where it'll go.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Is there time for a third question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or about that last one, I also have been observing, or it seems that kind of analyzing is a bit like both minus and plus, that it can
what,
like...
What and what?
Like is both good and bad thing, or
yes.
It can like
yeah.
help to see, but then it can make the mind a bit too active and...
Yes.
Yeah, or I guess there is some kind of balance,
yeah.
as you kind of said.
Yes, that's right.
Third question, this is maybe a bit more general about like different kind of practices and different teachers, or I was just in general kind of interested what is his take on kind of that there is many different branches of Buddhism and different teachers even within the same branch who have like very different kind of methodologies and kind of different kind of styles.
Yeah.
Or kind of why this is so and is there kind of many different routes which are kind of equally good or is it that just other people who are doing different are not so kind of skillful or for example they, like in Zen they completely kind of abandon the thing or mostly completely abandon thinking and discursive kind
okay.
of methods and
right.
yeah or you probably know about these
okay.
differences and then or this is a bit like, or I'm interested in general, and then also like the practical side of this question is that when we, or probably most of us here, go to like different retreats and don't just like take teachings from one single teacher, and then the practical problem is kind of how kind of wisely and skillfully combine these like different teachings and what, and kind of how to do the combination so that you get something that works and
yeah.
are not just like
yes.
digging 10 different holes which are
yes.
completely different directions
yeah,
or just
yeah.
like
okay.
yeah
okay bajam atomuma tinesyari amyomyo atomu ponzan tinare mya biro amyomyo shi de ani apyin to myo tin naw ma เสียเตียงเนี่ยเดี๋ยวเนี่ยเราขอเลยว่าส่วนสิทธิ์เตียงเนี่ยเตียงมาไม่ดูเว้ยอาจารย์พญาเต็นตาเราตะบี้တော့ပြောတဲ့ပုံစံအဲ့လက်စ်ပြောအဲ့လိုမျိုးမတူဘူးပေါ့เนาะဟိုပြောတာချင်းတူပဲပြောတဲ့ပုံစံမတူတာရဲ့နောက်တော့တချို့လူတွေကအရှင်ဖျားတပည့်ဖြစ်ပြီးတော့ဥပမာသူတို့လည်းတင်တာတခြားစီဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဖြစ်သွားတာလည်းဖြစ်တိုင်းနဲ့ဟုတ်တယ်မလားဗျာနားလည်တော့ဟုတ်ပါနားမလည်တော့ဟုတ်တယ်နားလည်တော့
that, you know, to nale de how to tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to go to a person and how you tell. I know look quego. Then they look big, 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 big,
big,
big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big,
ตัวชูเนี่ยเสียแล้วนะครับมามาใส่แล้วนับว่าเชมเปี้ยนเนี่ยอาจารย์ชาเนี่ยบาเนี่ยแล้วก็ลงทุนเนี่ยก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุนแล้วก็ลงทุน yogi be ma le ho tu tan ya tan ya shi da ba na tchu sia ni ne po na le lo lwe le tchu sia le
a lo myo le shi de pi lo phaya ga ho tha la ya a mya yin pi ga tong go su lai de so a mya yin ga so tu personal problem ti pi lo tu ho la la ya ma tu lo
ko yu
ba ne to twa ya le tu pong ga myo myo ne twa lo a lo myo phit ni la
so sia lo says it's
de bi patan so na di tan chang ni we
basically down to the individual minds, right? Because every mind is different. So if you address it from the point of view of the teacher, okay, the person who teaches, Seattle says it's like you could have a main path, right? Main method. Okay, but even then you find that the individual teachers teach it differently. And Seattle says that's because of how they understand it differently. We all understand things in different ways. And this is in a minor way, right? In a minor way, there's a method or there's a principle being taught, and then different teachers have different parts that they understand more, that they had more insight into, and that's the part that they try to highlight to their students. So that therefore the different flavors of different teachers in a tradition, you know, bringing out different aspects of the teaching. But there's another way of seeing it, which is the bigger view, which is Seattle says we often also find that we have difference from teachers from different traditions teaching very different starting methods, like the way they say things and all that may. So I'll give you an example. Like I think Ajahn Chah teaches Budo Budo, right? That's what they start with, like reciting and being, and again being mindful of everything. Seattle teaches a certain way. Ajahn Sumedho teaches a certain way. All these, but when you read all their teachings, Ujjotika or whatever, when you read their teachings in the later part of their lives, you know, you start to realize that all these teachers are saying the same thing. They all talk about, you know, appreciating the awareness that, you know, that the wisdom lies in, you know, and it's like, then it comes full circle. So he said there is a, like, what the Buddha taught was taught in so many different ways, but it was all pointing to the one Dharma, you know, the understanding what is real, you know, and what is essential to liberating the mind. And so, you know, you can, and then no, from the other side.
ตัวละมันเนี่ยมาธุระมันเนี่ยมาตู้สิเนี่ยเนี่ยเนี่ยอ่ะตัวตู้ไม่ยุ่ยเว้ยอูเนาะตัวเราดีกว่าแล้วกับเราพวกนี้ตัวมันเนี่ยเนี่ยหมอดูดูมันนี่เลยอ่ะตัวมันนี่เนี่ยงาตัวนี้อ่ะเอาถอดออกไอ้บวชแท้มาอัธุลุไอ้เฉยมามาอติเนี่ยปูผิดอ่ะเออตู้นะอัธุมาเนี่ยปုံสารปုံกูตีด้อตู้เจ้ามาเว้ยอ่ะ
And Seattle said, I mean, a simple example, the Buddha himself did not dictate. He taught so many ways, like when somebody said that, you know, the Buddha should dictate that all monks should live in the forest and practice, the Buddha said, no, for those for whom it's suitable to practice in the city, they should practice in the city. And for those, you know, for whom the forest is the suitable place for their practice, that's where they should practice. All it mattered was whether that place helped you to improve in the Dharma, like grow your understanding of the Dharma. Seattle's understanding of the Dharma grew when he beat it out in the, like when he thrashed it out in a market while he was going to the meditation retreat centers and meditating very well. It didn't like really awaken him or make him mature, but having to do it at home made him mature, you know. So there's what's suitable for the yogi. So that's the other side of the picture, right? For the person who's receiving the Dharma, sometimes it can be the same teaching and listening to, hearing it from another teacher. Just the difference in words, the difference in emphasis can touch somebody's heart more than another. So. So Seattle says, if you think about the person who meditated in a cave and the person who meditated in a market, he says the way they would approach the teaching would be different. Because what they would encourage is what they know works, right? That's how they would encourage it. And, you know, for the ones who find it suitable, that will work for them. Yeah, so it's all down to the individual mind. But the main ruler, Seattle says, the main thing in the end that we're all trying to achieve is we're all trying to understand how to walk the path. And the path is the Noble Eightfold Path. Is our suffering decreasing? Is wisdom growing?
No, defilement, right? Defilement, your dula.
Is the other unwholesome qualities getting less. So those are the main things that matter, right? Whether
Yeah, so you can kind of check it yourself. Or
yes.
If you have any doubts.
Yes, it's not a formula, although it's sort of a formula. Yes. He says like you might, his teacher used to, and you might hear sometimes, like he says depending on the yogis, like some yogis his teacher would say practice more, and some yogis he'd say you need to relax more, and you can hear him doing that too. So some yogis he might say don't do that, do this, and with another yogi he'd say you need to do that more, you know.
So depend on that, the two chain of GV or PM, those are PM.
So different things. So you can't it's not a fixed dharma, that's for sure. Okay, it's not a fixed way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.